More news stories now, including a lucky escape for a Norwich City footballer and a legacy of love. But first, a new system for the Ambulance Trust.
A brand new system designed to improve the level of service to patients has been installed at the region's ambulance service. East of England Ambulance Service Trust, EAST, has completed the implementation of its new computer-aided dispatch system, CAD. The system is provided by Cleric, a company which specialises in the development of computer software. John Moore, executive officer at EAST, said, "It was a necessary step and an extremely positive one, which is integral in aiding the trust on the road to recovery. The new system means that patients will be sent ambulances in a safer, more efficient and appropriate process that is more adept at dealing with current levels of demand faced by the ambulance service." Mr. Moore thanked the 450 or so people involved in the upgrading process, which saw three regional emergency operation centres in Norwich, Bedford and Chelmsford install the new CAD in less than 5 months. "It was an ambitious target we set ourselves, but thanks to the tireless efforts of everyone involved, we have been able to deliver at an extremely busy period," Mr. Moore said.
The smell of candy floss and the excited shouts of youngsters enjoying one of the array of colourful rides, all the fun of the fair returned to Norwich over Easter. The city's Chapelfield Gardens has been playing host to the Easter Fun Fair with dodgems, a helter-skelter, a runaway train, giant slide, funhouse among the thrills and spills being enjoyed. But the use of the city park is a relatively recent chapter in the centuries-old tradition of Norwich hosting an Easter fair. An Easter fair for horses and cattle was originally held at the city's Saxon marketplace in Tomeland, but it seems to have made the switch to Castle Hill by the 17th century. For years, the cattle market site was the location for the fair, but in the 1940s, 84,000 people signed a petition against it being moved. The Showman's Guild had to fight a move again in the 1960s and, up until the 1980s, it remained the site of the Easter event. Before today's high-voltage fun, fairs tended to offer freak shows and novelty acts. After marvelling at cows, sheep and chickens born with abnormalities, fairgoers could wonder at Rona the Rat Girl, a scantily clad woman who used to lie in a pit and allow dozens of rats to crawl over her body. The fair finally did move from the cattle market in 1988 because of work to build the Castle Mile. It switched to the livestock market in Hall Road. From 1992, it was based in Castle Meadow and Gentleman's Walk. It was 1999 when the fair moved to Chapelfield Gardens, although the Showman's Guild has said it would have preferred to have stuck to Castle Meadow.
A street food group has criticised a decision to cancel its events because of repeated problems with grease and mess. The Forum in Norwich has told Feast on the Street, a street food collective from Norfolk and Suffolk, that they can no longer hold their twice-monthly events there because of the mess that's left behind. They say that they have given the group various warnings and have been left to deep clean the area on multiple occasions. But Feast on the Street, made up of about 20 traders, said that it is grossly unfair and a decision means that they are being victimised by the mistakes of a small minority.
The mild winter disappointed children hoping for snow, but it brought significant savings for Norfolk County Council because gritters went out far less than was budgeted for. The council budgeted for grit teams to treat county roads between 80 and 90 times, but with a couple of weeks before the gritting season ends, they have been out on 56 occasions. Over the same period last year, they went out 70 times. In 2013-14, it was 65, and in 2012-13, 159 times. just over 12.5 tonnes of the salt stock of 17,000 tonnes stored in seven domes around the county and brought from Cheshire under a private finance initiative deal has been used.
Norwich City striker Jumercy Mbokani has described how he was caught up in the terror attacks at Brussels Airport and thanked his wife for saving his life. At the time of the two explosions, the footballer was on the pavement outside the airport terminal. He was on his way to the Democratic Republic of Congo to play for the national team against Angola. "I was close to the taxi drivers," he told Belgian newspaper Le Dernier. "My wife was near the trucks and a few steps from the explosion." He said that if they had entered the airport sooner, we would be dead. "It was my wife who saved our lives," he said. "I wanted to get there earlier, but she said, let's wait for Nathan Kabasele, a relative who plays for Die Graafschap, who was taking the same flight. She told me he was coming in a minute or two. It is a miracle."
Norwich Food Bank has thanked the community for donations of chocolate eggs ahead of the Easter period. The organisation says donations from local people and Holy Trinity Preschool Playgroup, among others, will be a treat for children whose families were referred to the bank over Easter. They said one local father had given an incredible 200 eggs because he did not want to see youngsters go without. Hannah Worsley, Norwich Food Bank project manager, said, "Your generous donations mean that we were able to give an Easter egg to all children who needed our help in the run-up to Easter this year, and to adults too. The community is fantastic in supporting our work to help local people facing hunger. We know that without your help this Easter, there would have been families who would have struggled to put food on the table on Easter Day, and children across Norwich who wouldn't have received an Easter egg because money is just too tight for their family."
Young artists saw their work take centre stage at an exhibition held for a Saturday morning art club in Norwich Castle. START was launched after Norfolk County Council research found there was little art provision for children aged 8 to 12. It aims to develop children's art potential, skills and confidence. The course, START Drawing, began several weeks ago with the work of 16 children displayed to parents and visitors on Saturday. The group worked with an artist, Ali Atkins, who said this has been a wonderful environment to introduce the children to new skills and approaches, having the museum's art galleries as a constant resource and inspiration for the group. Work displayed at the exhibition included a wire drawing made by a student, Hannah Marks, 10, and a landscape created by the group.
"It is a legacy of love which has spanned more than 3.5 decades. And now, a Heartsease couple, who tragically lost their daughter to leukemia when she was just 8 years old, are embarking on their latest fundraiser. From cake bake sales to bric-a-brac stalls, retired boat builder Jerry Kolk, 66, and his wife Lynn, 62, who are also parents to James, 40, and Neil, 38, have been fundraising for the past 35 years to help raise awareness of childhood cancer. They recall the moment when their happy girl, Teresa, was first diagnosed with cancer. Mrs. Kolk, who used to work as a carer, said, "Teresa was just 2 years old when I was pregnant with James. The doctors thought she was just being difficult because I was having another baby, but we knew something was wrong. She started to get little bruises on her, and then we noticed pinprick bruises had started to develop too. That was when she had to have blood tests. At first, they thought she might be anemic, but the next day they told us it was leukemia and she had to go to hospital. Ahead of her was more than 5 years of treatment at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, then based in St. Stephen's Road. And despite treatment and care, Teresa lost her battle with cancer at the age of 8 in April 1981. It was then the couple, who married in 1972, decided to do something in memory of their daughter. Mr. Cork said, "We have been fundraising for the charity Children with Cancer UK ever since." In February, Mr. Kolk, an abstract artist, held an exhibition of his papier-mâché sculptures at the Virgin Lounge on Davy Place to help raise money for the charity. And now he has started to decorate his beard. He has grown his beard for the last 6 years and recently dyed it purple. He now aims to dye it red down the middle and grow it long enough to braid, as it is something fun to do to help the London-based charity. Mr. Kolk is urging people to donate directly to Children with Cancer UK and to give a mention to his own beard fundraiser.
A new £7 million multi-storey car park in Norwich is on course to be used by drivers for the first time within weeks after just over a year of construction work. The 595-space Rose Lane car park is replacing Norwich City Council's current surface car park in the street, which council leaders say will pave the way for the regeneration of the area around King Street. German company Huber Car Park Systems has been working on the car park, made of 504 tonnes of galvanised steel, since March last year. The five-storey car park, which will also feature space which could be used as offices or a cafe, along with two sets of toilets, some of which will be open at night, is due to open in May. Mike Stonard, Cabinet Member for the Resources and Income Generation at Norwich City Council, said, "Progress in the construction of the new car park has been exceptional, especially given the constraints of its tight city centre location. When the new car park is completed, the former car park site will be released for further suitable development, which will continue to improve and regenerate the wider area."
Now to our first feature, written by Derek James, recalling the dancing years of a remarkable woman. Here is Sarah to tell us more.